Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
How much did the weather do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Billy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, John, about 3 years ago, I don't know if you remember when there was a pretty big heat wave over on the East Coast. My cousin and I decided we were going to drive over to Ohio to go see the gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, my.
yeah. And there's a lot more of the story than the weather, but we'll just stick to that part, I guess. So, day one, it was 107 degrees. And it just was awful. Just like you hate the cold, bro, I hate the heat. It was not my weather. So we pretty much just sweated the whole day, just waiting for, like, the festivities to go on and everything. And, Juggalos aren't the greatest people in the world to just spend the whole day with, let alone 3 or 4 days.
Are you a Juggalo?
A closet Juggalo.
All right, closet Juggalo, okay.
Right. I mean, I've seen these guys, I've seen ICP 10 times in concert. Great show every single time, so we figured the gathering would be fun. It was not fun. Like I said, it's 107, sweating the whole time, and so by the time the sun starts to go down, we start to kind of wander around a bit. Took a few mushrooms and started just, you know, enjoying the day and heading back to our campsite. I see these clouds coming through. I was like, whoa, those are pretty cool. And I start seeing some lightning strikes in them. So I was like, that's even cooler. But it's rolling over us. And when you're at an outdoor festival, lightning strikes, they shut the show down, right? So it just starts crazy wind, thunder, lightning storm. It shuts down the show, so Juggalos are left to their own devices. The worst people with no rules at an outdoor festival. So, I mean, tents were being tossed everywhere. It was just a nightmare. So the next morning, I get up and I gotta pee really bad. So I try to go find the porta potties. And I hit about 20 of them before I found one I could actually use because they were covered in
Fago.
Poop, used tampons, and other bodily fluids. So it was just nasty.
What town was that in?
It was just east of Columbus.
All right. Okay. So you're on 70, basically, between there and Pittsburgh.
It's called, Legend Valley is the name of the place. It's a pretty cool venue. You know, you got giant dinosaurs, so you're walking around on mushrooms.
Okay.
But other than Juggalos. But, yeah, so that storm just, you know, the Juggalos lit some porta potties on fire. They turned over some cars. The next day was so hot again. It was either spend another day with the Juggalos in the heat or just call our loss and go home. So we ended up just driving right back home after one day.
Yeah, I would too. That would be my vote.
Yeah, that
like, man, sorry, guys. I am.
Once the cars start getting turned over, you're like, okay, this is more than I want.
I can't
to
drink
do
any more Fagos.
God, which year was it? Was it 94, 95? I guess Lollapalooza over in The racetrack at West Virginia.
It's the dog
track. Dog track?
Yeah, yeah. Dog track. Sorry.
It's in Charlestown, but I can't remember the name.
Yeah, Charlestown Racetrack.
Charlestown Racetrack.
Yeah.
That's the name of it.
Went to my first Lollapalooza, right? Great show. It was, let's see, Rage Against the Machine open, followed by Tool, Fishbone, Alice in Chains, Primus. Great show. But it was about 100 degrees outside. And that is what it is, that part of the country. You kind of know that's going to be the case. But there were two things. One, they did not let you bring your own water in.
Fertile.
And so it's like, all right, fine. You know this is going to overcharge for water when you get there. They ran out of water after the second act. Tool was the second band. So it opened with Rage Against the Machine. They're followed by Tool. Then they do this announcement before the third band goes on. This is an all-day thing, mind you. We have run out of water. I cannot explain just how the mood changed. 100,000 people there, whatever the hell it is. They damn near burned this place to the ground. So they had to do another announcement that says, we are now getting trucks to ship water in. So people are like, okay. But that still took like an hour and a half. So by the time they get back with water, people are already passed out. People are in bad places. A lot of drugs have been going down too. We're staying hydrated is important. So then they announced we do have water. And now there's this mass crush at all the places that sell water to get water, and people are buying as much as they can. They were selling it, I want to say it started at $12 a bottle. When they made that announcement, once again, I thought this place was going to burn to the freaking ground. Within about 45 seconds, I think they got it down to $8 for a bottle of water. And everybody spent all of their money on water. But then the beer vendors are upset because no one's spending money. I was like, you needed to rehydrate.
The beers are $4.
So now, right, the beer is cheaper than the water.
93.
But everyone needed water because, again, it was that hot and it had been so long where you didn't have any. And it wouldn't let you walk back into the racetrack. So people are like, dude, I have a cooler in my car with water. And they're like, look, if you go out and get it, you can get the water, but you can't come back into the thing.
And that was part of the issue at that Woodstock in 99.
Where everything
the famous one where they burn everything was because they ran out of drinking water.
And that it becomes an issue. Man, when it's that hot. So what was cool about this whole show, though, so now everyone has the exact same drinking water bottle. So by the time Alice in Chains hits the stage, and I always remember this, Lane is still alive, and I remember he walks out, he has this big pot leaf necklace on. I'm pretty sure they were stoned because they were... It was a really good show, but they seemed very focused and chill, if you know what I mean. But the sun started going down. So all of the empty water bottles, they all went up in the air. It was like, you know, people knocking balloons around. But the way these spinning bottles caught the sunlight, like I remember the band, like, so Lane, as the band's playing, he's supposed to come back in, start singing the next verse. He just let it go, and he's just staring at all these water, I mean, thousands of them. Just rotating in the sky, look like fireflies. It's just empty plastic bottles. So oddly enough, that's one of the coolest moments that I've had with the band, just watching this kind of thing go on. But it only happened because they ran out of water in the first freaking place on one of the hottest goddamn days I have ever been outdoors.
So, right. Heat, humidity, right? Like, I'm a college football nerd. A big part of college football is the traditions, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, Washington State and LSU are two of the only schools that run, that have, like, double-poled field goal uprights.
Yeah, yeah.
They run through them, this and that. So Tennessee, when they come out, their band gets together, and they make this giant T, and they run through it, right? So if you're a college football person, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like watching that damn duck come out on the motorcycle. So we go down there. It's Labor Day weekend. It is the hottest damn day you've ever been.
Right.
They're playing Montana. Montana, not a bad program, but Tennessee's going to crush them.
Sure.
Montana, this is the first game of the year. Same thing, right? The whole thing is, we got to see him run through this tee. So as we're walking up, it's been hot all day. My buddy Bernie goes, Teddy, storm's coming in. And you can just see these clouds rolling in. It's all aluminum benches. Game gets suspended before they even kick it off for like 2 hours. Maybe either way.
But it's still hot.
So you can't, but again, you can't leave the stadium. So everybody's just on the concourse. You're dripping sweat. It's gross. Game, they're going to, storms are gone. They're going to do the thing. But it's too late. They have only not run through the tee twice in 50 years. And I was there for one of them.
Did they not do it just because of the time?
Yeah, it was too late. They were like, they're not going to run through the tee. They're just going to come out and play. And like, it was like,
that's why I'm here.
Yeah, like, and everybody in Knoxville is like, here to see him run through the tee. Like they talk, right, as much as they love football, they love the fact that they run through that damn tee. And it's super cool the way the band interweaves and this and that. And we had bought seats behind that section.
Just to see that.
Behind the tee.
You know what? The bands need to get more credit in the heat, too, man. Because the players, obviously the players are hot, but, you know, they have the cooling machines and all that. And these bands walk out in those dumbass wool uniforms, right? And I'm like, dude, it is 102 degrees outside. They're just out there playing their little asses off. I'm like, How do you do this? Right, like I said, the players, we know the players are hot. Everyone in the stands are hot. The difference is, like I said, the players have the coolers blowing out on the band. You're sitting in a band section covered in wool. I mean, think about that.
And what about the mascots?
And the mascot! Think about that ass.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
All right, time for a little Your Guess is as Good as Mine. It's an easy game to play. We're going to get a contestant on the line, and you pick from one of two categories and then try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who's ready to play a little Your Guess is as Good as Mine?
Hello, Danielle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and Whores.
Liquor and Whores. I'm assuming it's Daniel.
That is correct. It is Daniel.
All right, Daniel.
Isn't that what I wrote?
It came out more like Daniel, and I'm like, I'm going to guess it's Danielle, and then as soon as I heard his voice, I'm like, it is not Danielle.
Yeah, no. I mean, the letters are correct, right?
Yeah, just in their own order, but yeah, they're all there. They're all there.
Because of my spelling is different than all others.
How do you spell
it? D-A-N-I-U-L.
Oh, really?
All right, that is different.
Yep. Is there a reason for that, or did your parents just want to
never wanted you to buy a keychain with your name on it?
Exactly. My dad says, because it's a Norwegian in me.
Ah, all right. Okay.
All right, Daniel, what do you want us to
Your mom said the same thing once.
It's the categories you got today. We have the just released today, the top most sinful cities in the United States. They listed 180 cities. The seven sinful behaviors were all brought into the formula. Hatred, jealousy, excess, vices, greed, lust, vanity, laziness. They looked at places where people like to gamble, people like to binge drink, where they have other costly vices, so to speak. So we do have the 10 most sinful cities in the U.S., and your other category is America's favorite sandwiches, and we have the top eight. So with the sandwich category, you only get two strikes. Daniel, with the sinful city, you get three. So what is your category going to be?
I think it's going to have to be the sinful cities.
Okay, Daniel, here we go. I'll give you a couple of the highlights. What I brought up earlier. Aurora, Illinois has the fewest thefts per 1,000 residents, which is 30 times lower than the number one place for theft, Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah, Tacoma.
We're number one. We're number one.
We're achievers.
Yeah, San Francisco, California has the lowest share of obese adults. That is a long stretch from Akron, Ohio, which is the fattest city in America, according to them.
Damn.
Fremont, California has the lowest share of adult smokers. Detroit is the city with the highest amount of smokers. So you get the idea. These are the 10 most sinful cities in the United States. Daniel, you know how to play the game. You got to get as many right in the category before three strikes and you're out.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, do I have to pick the actual sin to match the...
No, just
the city.
Just think about people where more than likely it's like this. They say sinful. Right. Just think about where people go to typically
have a good time.
Yeah. Some of the cities on there, not necessarily.
I'm thinking is of course, Las Vegas.
That is number one.
Yeah.
Get that one over with.
I figured either Las Vegas or New Orleans would have been one or the other.
I would say New Orleans as long as you said Vegas.
New Orleans is not on the list.
New Orleans is not on the list.
Oh, wow.
It is not on the list.
He didn't officially say it. I said it.
Yes. Oh, he didn't. All right, I'll give it to you. Okay, hey, Daniel.
New Orleans is not on the list.
It is not on the list in the top 10.
I feel like I should have to ask you again. Seriously, New Orleans.
Yes.
Is not, all right.
Not in the top 10.
Man, because that was my second go-to. Maybe Miami or South Beach.
I was thinking, I'm not an East Coaster, so I was going to see what you gentlemen were thinking about on the East Coast. How about Atlantic City, New Jersey?
Think bigger cities.
Yeah, bigger.
Miles, is there anything kind of newer city that's like famous for partying now and bachelorette parties?
No. That is not on the list either. So
Thank you.
That's a good hit.
So Nashville's not on.
Nashville's out.
That's another one I had on my card. Damn.
Although it seems like people get a little sinful in Nashville for sure. So I'm not sure.
Yes.
Maybe the lack of gambling. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe guess like L.A., Chicago, something.
And what about I heard Miami. What about Tampa Bay?
You're going to tell me that Tampa throws down harder than Miami, Florida?
Look, man, Miami.
I would think Miami would actually, kick ass more than
Tampa and Orlando.
Why don't we
children?
Guess Miami and make that the eighth most sinful city? Then I say Tampa is not really a sin city.
Right, it's families and all that.
It's
Miami, you can't find a kid, man.
No.
Like I said, it's like 21 to 50 years old, and all of them are on cocaine.
Okay. All right, so you got Las Vegas, you got Miami. I will give you a hint that you probably will not get, but it is a not an East Coast, but an Eastern city. They are famous for their strip clubs and their lemon pepper wings.
Oh, Atlanta, Georgia.
I'll take Atlanta, Georgia from Ted.
That's number four on the list.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanking you very much.
Yeah.
What about Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is number five.
Wow.
Believe it or not. In the list of
I can think
cities.
Of like five of the sins they probably commit, but I still don't perceive it as a sinful city.
Yes.
But also, like Miles was saying, we got to think about crime and stuff.
Yeah.
So that probably
yeah.
helps Philly.
Okay. Daniel, here's another clue. This is a Midwestern or Southern city. It is probably the strip club capital of the United States of America, even though if they wave the flag or not. I know Portland technically is based on the population size.
Right.
This place has a ton of strip clubs. Their team might be playing tonight on Monday Night Football.
That is not Midwest.
Yeah, well, it's middle of the country, but it's South.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, crud. I'm not sure who is actually playing tonight. I'm going to have to go with,
biggest city in Texas.
Yeah, I was thinking Dallas.
Boom. Dallas, number nine on the list.
I think Dallas is actually the second biggest city in Texas.
Yes. Is Houston the actual biggest?
I think Houston is the biggest, yeah.
Yeah, the biggest city in Texas might be a good guess then, too.
What about over there in the Arizona, Phoenix?
Phoenix is number seven, Daniel.
All right.
So far you've got Dallas correct at nine, Miami correct at eight. You've got Phoenix at seven, Philly at five, Atlanta at four, and number one, Las Vegas. These are the most sinful cities in the United States. I'll give you a couple clues. One city is in Texas, one city is in California, one city is in Colorado. The other is in Missouri, as far as sinful.
Which tracks with some of the texts that came in. Someone says Vegas, Miami, Atlanta, and they also added St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri, right?
Yeah.
I'll go for that one.
Number 10.
Okay. Los Angeles, California.
And that's number three. Daniel, there are two cities left. I'm not going to give you any more clues.
Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder, Colorado. Nope.
I think that's the wrong city in Colorado.
The biggest city in all of Colorado, where Mork and Mindy were. Boulder.
All right.
Stay in Colorado. Denver. Just think bigger city.
Denver,
number six. Okay. Go. There's one city left on the list.
And it's in Texas.
It's in Texas.
I'm thinking Houston.
All right. Boom. You got it. A lot of help along the way. But you were, you got all 10 with only one strike.
That was a tough list, though, man. Once that you was. Said New Orleans was not on there, I'm like, I don't even know where to begin.
Most sinful cities in the United States, St. Louis 10, Dallas at 9, 8 is Miami, Phoenix 7, Denver 6, Philly 5, Atlanta 4, L.A. is the third most sinful city. Texas in Houston is number two, and your number one most sinful city, no surprise, Las Vegas, Nevada. Speaking of sins, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Send The Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Would you rather get the hiccups every other hour or have to end every sentence you ever speak with, "I do declare"?
Ooh, that's tough.
Hiccups every 2 hours.
All right.
Or how long do the hiccups last?
That's tough. I declare.
Okay, now look.
I do declare.
I suffer hiccups pretty regularly, and they last for hours and hours and hours, and it sucks, and it's almost debilitating sometimes.
I do declare.
I think I'd rather end it with "I do declare." Because at some point, look, if you have hiccups, it just sucks for you.
Yeah.
It really does, man. It is, if they last a good long time.
Mm-hmm.
And don't give me your hiccup remedies because they don't work for me, all right? But my father and I, we get them, and it's awful, and it is horrible. My dad will get them for like 3 days straight. I'll talk to my mom on the phone. She's like, "Your dad's just laying in bed," because it really does have this effect. The flip side is if I end every sentence with "I do declare," then you just become that guy. So it's annoying at first, but at some point, everyone is going to say, "Look, man, you're not going to believe this guy, but I swear to God, no matter what you say, when he makes a statement, he ends it with, I do declare."
You do not get hiccups in the middle of the night, right?
Sometimes I do.
So do they wake you up?
Yes, I do declare.
This would be the problem.
What is it, hiccups how often?
Every 2 hours. Or have to end every sentence with, "I do declare."
I think that's pretty simple. I will take a ribeye medium well. I do declare.
I absolutely
I mean, I would love it.
But no one would want to hang out with you anymore. This guy, man. I mean,
well, I'm going to make dips and we're going to watch the games. I do declare.
Yeah. Every single thing he says.
Yeah.
We go to a bar. I'll take another Miller Lite. I do declare.
Yeah.
It's just annoying as hell.
It is, but at least it inspires some laughter from people.
No, like, it doesn't.
Is this guy for real?
I do declare.
I would love
try it now
to sit next to a guy at the bar. I do declare. Where, no matter what he says, he ends it with, I do declare. I do declare. So, like you said, hey, can I get you another
drink? Would lose all your friends.
Oh, can I just get my check? I do declare.
Right. Thank you very much. I do declare.
Yeah.
I mean, try it for a day. I do declare. I don't know.
I kind of just want to drop that now randomly on somebody.
I think I'm going to.
I mean, I could see it already. Lemon pepper chicken wings with ranch. I do declare.
But even in moments of anger, you know, you're watching your sports team, right? And they drop an obvious pass or something like that. Like, my God, that guy can't catch the ball. I do declare. Right? It kind of takes the sting out of it. Even if you're having an argument with the spouse. You know, she's going to go on about whatever she goes on about, and you come back like, well, maybe you're wrong about that. I do declare. I'm saying
this. I hooked up with your sister. I do declare.
I think.
What about a job interview, right?
I'm telling you.
Do you think you're qualified
for
this job?
You're not getting the job.
I believe I am qualified. I do declare.
It was strange. He's
that
qualified.
Guy is working the front of the house for me. All right, you come in where there's no more pretty girl sitting taking you to your seat. It's I do declare guy.
Oh, absolutely, man. Can we get a table for four? Well, you certainly can, I do declare.
Yeah, right.
I do declare.
Or an airplane pilot.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we would like to have you buckle in and follow all the federal guidelines. I do declare. Click.
I guess you're right. I don't always have to say it like a foghorn.
But you have to say it at the end of every sentence. I do declare.
Well, that
but
part I understand. I do declare.
You have to say it like foghorn, leghorn.
Right. I mean, you can't say it any other way.
If you just say, you know, I don't know, we're going down to the store, I do declare. There's nothing there. But if it's we're going to the store, I do declare.
Right.
I mean, there's some emphasis.
So death do us part.
There's a sale.
I do declare.
There's a sale on apples. I do declare.
You know what, man? I would have you do every stage announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Motley Crue, I do declare.
Did he say I do declare? He says it all the time.
Can I ever put it in front, or is it always after?
Always got to be at the end of a sentence.
At the end.
Every single sentence you say, or hiccups every 2 hours. I've never suffered from hiccups.
Even back in the day?
I mean,
if you were out all night with your buddies or something?
Every once in a while, but that was something that I put on me. So I think that was just
an act
of, you know, pickling myself.
Sure. Yeah.
But I don't get them when I don't expect it.
And you know? I will, man. And look, ending every sentence with, I do declare, is ridiculous. I do declare. But I'm just saying, man, after going through the hiccups for all these years now, like, I would rather just be that guy, the I do declare guy. If somebody here has a good idea, it says, imagine going to the bakery and say, quote, I'd like an eclair. I do declare.
Well, also, hiccups, like, I don't get them very often, but when you do get them, you're just reminded of how bad they suck.
It's like getting a sore throat.
Yeah.
Also, public service announcement. Mike is not here, all right? Mm-hmm. So when I answer the phone, you got to tell me your name.
Why wouldn't people tell you the name?
What? I don't know. Some guy called in and was like, I'm trying to sneak in. I said, all right, what's your name? Well, you know, Mike, this and that. I was like, okay, do you have? And then finally, I just went, okay, I'll let you on. Do you have a name?
And he
goes, oh, never mind. I was like, oh, okay.
I don't have a name.
Even I do declare.
I do not be right.
If Mike is here, do us a favor and give him your name. He doesn't necessarily know who you are. I do declare.
Right? He was having a conversation. Like, I guess him and Mike talk a lot. He sounded very conversational with Mike. And I was just like, right. This is not Mike. I don't know the sound of your voice.
Okay, listen. Here's the thing. Mike is not here today. So tomorrow when he comes back to work, anyone that calls in, if he says, hey, and you know, who's on the line? If it's just Paul, it's Paul, I do declare.
That's a good call.
Just everybody.
Random, right. Here's another one.
I think I'm going to do it just to mess with my friends in bars.
I'm going to start doing it at bars specifically, especially if it's a bar I don't go to.
Yeah.
I would like a mayonnaise, I do declare.
And your finest Irish whiskeys, I do declare.
Somebody here declare. The wedding vows. I do declare.
All right.
Why does that make us so happy?
Would you rather have to battle one bear-sized duck? A bear-sized duck. Or 10 duck-sized bears.
Ooh.
Again.
It's a bear-sized duck.
One right? bear-sized duck or 10 duck-sized bears.
I do declare. I think, man, it ends poorly for me either way. I think I'm taking the bear-sized duck.
The 10? You're taking the one bear-sized duck.
The one bear-sized duck.
Oh, no.
What?
No. Think about how big their bill is.
Right. But they have a lack of teeth and they have a lack of claws.
They do.
So my thing is like, so your little bears, your little duck-sized bears, now there's 10 of them. But just based on their claws, their teeth, and their general strength, I think you go down, man. Because there's 10 of them. Right. I think if there are maybe 3 of them, I might take them on. Once you get up to 10, I can't do
it. I'm taking the 10 ducks.
Was it one bear-sized duck?
Duck-sized. One duck-sized bear.
No, it's one bear-sized duck. Or 10 duck-sized bears. So little bears coming at you are one big-ass duck.
The little bears would be so cute, I do declare. Like, I don't know if I want to fight them or hug them.
I would not fight the bears, man.
Really? What about that giant duck? Now it's angry.
It is angry. And Miles pointed out its bill's bigger, and they're a thick bird, too, man. I mean, they're no joke. Yeah. But they don't have teeth and claws. So the thing about... Think about it like this, man. You go outside and see a raccoon. If that thing starts hissing at you, you're kind of like, all right, man, I'm not going to mess with it. So in my mind, that's about the size of your duck-sized bear.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host... Head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Like the way they title this article, polling upset.
Polling upset, all right.
Yeah. It's like, well, sometimes the polls are wrong, dude.
Yeah.
Let's see. Basically, Campbell's Soup every year goes out there. They do a little poll. They want to see, hey, what's people's favorite side dishes?
All right.
Obviously... Don't forget, Campbell's Soup invented the green bean casserole.
Yep.
They were looking to push cans of cream of mushroom.
I don't think they even knew how well that ended up working out for them.
Especially this time of year, you probably think that 90% of their yearly sales go to this holiday, right?
Yeah, I mean, like Mike and I talk about, they've done a good job with that chunky brand.
Sure.
Of being like soup, you know, that
soup
you're going to eat.
Man.
They got cream of broccoli, cream of all kinds of other stuff.
But Miles, right, you're not wrong. And casseroles thrive on the Campbell's company.
Absolutely.
Right? Like I make this cracked tater tot dish.
Cracked tater tot dish.
It is so good.
Is it cream of mushroom soup as well?
It's cream of cracked. I mean, it's in the name.
It's cream of chicken.
Oh, all right. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. They got a lot of stuff there. So, yeah. So Campbell's obviously wants to know, what is the biggest side dish out there? Also, some facts. 56% of people say eating side dishes over turkey.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, totally.
38% said, I can eat just the sides. I don't need the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then 60% of them said they enjoy cooking the sides more than the main bird.
Well, because the bird, you just put it in the oven, and then for hours, you're not doing anything.
But again, I do think technology has come a long way. And people are just kind of smarter about ways to cook turkey now. Now, listen, right, I grew up, you cook it in the oven. It was always just kind of bland and would get dry. You had to baste it. Right, exactly. But over the years, you know, now look, if you look at soul food and stuff, that's the only place that really you'll see turkey legs and turkey wings.
Yep.
But they are cooking that stuff low and slow for hours. Now the people, I'm sure in the South or whatever, people were smoking turkeys. But now that you got these Traegers out there, you know, pellet-fed stuff, like people can, you can literally put it out there and just kind of set it, and you don't have to sweat it. So turkey, to me, is kind of
a rhyme.
And I'll tell you something else, man. If you don't have any of those gadgets, you don't have a smoker, you don't have enough propane to, spatchcock it and stick it out there for a while, whatever you do. A beer can turkey, as long as it's not, 20-pound bird.
See, I've had your beer can turkey.
You drink half of a tall boy.
Delicious.
Yeah. Stick it up the gut, man. And, I mean, it stays moist on the inside. The skin was actually good on that one.
I would also tell people a big game changer to me that my buddy James did. He was like 10 years ago. I said, what did you do? And he was like, dude.
Dropped it on the floor.
he put it in a brine.
Oh, Castle does that.
Right? So you put that in the brine, and then you're right. You don't have to stuff the cavity. You could throw in some aromatics, you know, some celery, this or that. And it comes out great. So I think also people nowadays with technology, I think a lot of us know more cooking techniques that used to just be for cooks and chefs and kitchens.
Just some the people, internet alone. Yeah, goes
some, some people inject them. They have those, all those injectables. I've never done that.
That deep fried is still the best.
Deep fried turkey is pretty hard to eat
once. I've never had it.
I had it. It's hard to do here just because of the weather, right? You get one drop of rain, right, and you got a different situation. But we were in Texas. This was not Thanksgiving. This was Christmas. And one of my 8,000 relatives there did a deep fried turkey. And, I mean, there's no going back
after that. Is that what Popeyes does?
Yeah, they
do a deep fried turkey. It is a deep fried turkey.
Yeah.
But you probably needed to order that already, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you probably not.
Yeah, I mean, they've had the signs up for a minute. You got to pre-order them. I know... Somebody I know tried to get one, order one like 3 or 4 days ahead of time, and they just laughed him off the phone. Like, are you serious? Like, come on. But yeah, they deep fry it, and then I want to say they flash freeze it or something. So it shows up when you get it. You basically just have to reheat it, but it very much holds that flavor and taste of it. So mashed potatoes for years was number one. Not this year. Stuffing takes the number one spot. All right.
Look that way in our poll today, too.
Followed by mashed potatoes, then sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, and mac and cheese.
Okay, I have, I don't want to die on this one, on this hill, but when you go to a restaurant and get mashed potatoes, sometimes they'll do smashed red potatoes, sometimes they'll do garlic mashed potatoes. I just like really good Idaho potatoes that are whipped up with salt, pepper, butter, and a little bit of, I agree,
I want fluffy.
I don't need the mashed potatoes to kind of like be different than normal, so
well,
to speak.
Well, but technically smashed potatoes is just
smashed potatoes. That's exactly it.
Right, it has kind of that crisp on the end.
Yeah.
But you're right, mashed potato, you can tell I like a smashed potato. Mashed potatoes should be, you're right, homemade, not too lumpy, but also don't make it too soupy as well.
Yep. Some people struggle with that. And by some people, I mean me.
And back to what you were saying about your leftover sandwiches, which are the best, especially if you have like Hawaiian rolls or something like that.
Texas toast.
Man, when you make just potato pancakes in the morning.
Yep.
Put one of those on a sandwich with the turkey and the stuffing and the gravy.
Right.
And I mean, that is a game changer.
And you know, like, I think everybody has bread you keep in your house or bread you eat or bread you get for the family. But yeah, around Thanksgiving, man, that's the one time where like I'll get Texas toast. Or, like, what's the one brand? And it's like buttermilk, this or that.
Yeah,
bread.
I like potato.
Just for the sandwich.
I like potato rolls. No,
you're
too.
Right. It's time to switch up your bread game just for the leftovers you're going to eat for the 3 days after Thanksgiving.
The other funny thing is kind of sweet potatoes. Like, I grew up, you had sweet potatoes, and then it was either do you want big marshmallows or small marshmallows? Mm-hmm. But then I've had other people make candied yams, I guess, kind of with pineapple and something else.
I've had that before too.
That was really good. But the new thing, the photo they have here that I've had the last few years, is people just mash them up. And they're almost like whipped sweet potatoes. The marshmallow's still in there. So it has the same flavor. But the consistency's different. It's pretty good.
My wife started doing that, right? But she's not a big sweet potato fan. She knows that I am. I think my son likes them. I can't remember because it's once a year that we do it. But yeah, she started kind of whipping them up with all the sweet stuff in there, man. So the consistency, it's almost like eating pudding.
Yeah.
But
pretty
it's
well,
delicious
brown sugar and mushrooms. It's not complicated.
Mushrooms? Yeah. Marshmallows.
Marshmallows. Sorry, did I say mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
And Miles, you were asking earlier about making stuff a little fancier. Like, I think most people like just the green bean casserole to taste like that, but you can fancy it up. One of my friends, Brenda, she makes homemade rolls, which there's so many good rolls out there, but I can't explain it to you. These rolls are unbelievable.
Are they in the three little pieces where you pull them apart?
They're like this big.
Oh, wow.
And you got, like, basically, you could eat. But, I mean, I love the roll to dip in gravy and stuff. Like, man, that homemade roll is so good. It's like, you could just eat the roll.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to go to Izell's a couple days before up on 45th in Wallingford and buy, six rolls just so I have good rolls.
All right, here's some other kind of interesting stats about Thanksgiving and the sides. Out here in the West, they say people tend to add smoky flavors and savory herbs.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense.
All right. This won't shock you. In the Midwest, they add cheese to stuff again and savory herbs. Thrill, you talked about your mother-in-law makes a oyster stuffing.
Stuffing, yeah.
Northeast, sweet, savory seafood and maple syrup gets added to stuff.
Damn. Yep. There you go. To Pennsylvania.
What about the mac and cheese generation? I know families that swear by that on Thanksgiving.
I think it's a great idea.
Making a pan of macaroni and cheese as well.
Let's just call it what it is. Like, mac and cheese for soul food has always been a part of that.
Right.
And then...
Always,
right. So then over the years, as mac and cheese kind of, well, frankly, got kind of gentrified, mm-hmm. and everybody started making it and doing this and that, you know, it kind of went away from soul food. Now everybody's like, I make a mac and cheese. So now I feel like it's like an American staple.
Right.
But for me growing up, like, some houses had it, some didn't. So I didn't grow up having mac and cheese, but I don't think I've been to a Thanksgiving the last 5 or 6 years where there wasn't mac and cheese.
Because people will say, you know, if they're coming over for dinner at your place, you know, can I bring anything? And I'm like, look, I've got most of everything taken care of. But if you want mac and cheese,
make it,
and you're good at it, and that's what you need, and that's what you want, bring that, man, because that's the one thing that I just don't have time to do and never get around to it. So I've had mac and cheese been brought over to my place. I'm like, man, I need to start making mac and cheese. It's just even two spoonfuls, you know, just so good.
Yeah, dude, we probably do it probably once a month. One of us gets a hair up our ass, and it's a little bit of a pain in the ass to make, to do the roux and all that kind of thing, but it's always worth it in the end. Like, the kitchen's messy, I'm kind of sick of making it, and it takes forever to cook, and then I take my first bite, and I'm like, we need to do this again and do it soon.
People who brought it over last time had beer cheese in it, basically.
Sounds great.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of mac and cheese, 45% of Gen Z, they can't get enough of it.
All right, good.
Yeah. I mean, younger generation.
You're raised on
filling.
Well, also, again, it has shown up places. You know, it's kind of like meatloaf, right? Like, I grew up, we ate meatloaf like once a week, but it was kind of a meal you could afford and put together. That's that got fancy, like mac and cheese.
Yeah, if you have like a meatloaf sandwich on your menu, there's a very good chance I'm going to order it.
Yeah.
I am yet to be disappointed.
Or meatloaf sliders, where they put them on the grill.
Yeah.
And my mom, we always had, for some reason, if there was leftover meatloaf, she would kind of heat it up, but then you always had to eat it on toast.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that, man.
59% of baby boomers stick to their traditional stuffing and, like, mashed potatoes. I mean, you could say boomers, but I'll be honest with you. At this point, like, my mom's 80. I'm not even flying around here. I don't like her traveling by herself. But, like, hey, your parents in your 80, man. Start cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they doing a dinner at her place, I guess?
She's going to go down to my brother's house.
Okay.
Which should be interesting. It's my sister's taking her. But no, the building she lives in is, I'm sure there are. Like, she's lucky enough, she's still very close to family, but I'm sure there's other people in that building that maybe don't. And look, I'll tell you what, man, sometimes I'm jealous of what she's doing. I'm like, you want to switch?
Right.
I'll live in your building with the other seniors for a while. Yeah. Go to happy hour.
Three square meals.
Yeah, I'll eat dinner at 4:30. Like, well, I don't care.
Lights out at 8.
Whatever. They got a bingo night. They're doing game
nights. Now that you've rediscovered your bingo love.
It's basically like a bar menu, you know, for the entertainment.
It kind of is.
Right? I like pudding. This has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. But if you want to do it, you got to get on it quick, all right? McDonald's announced the McRib is back December 3rd. If your favorite part of it is the barbecue sauce, well, good news. They're going to sell it by the gallon. Technically a half gallon.
God.
Now.
Is anyone clamoring for this? I mean, is it the same?
They're going to find out.
What's the difference between that and the barbecue sauce that you get with your nuggets, you know? Shouldn't it be the same, like McDonald's barbecue sauce?
You know, honestly, you'd be shocked how much time goes into those test kitchens. So I bet they specifically were like, it's got to be different than the barbecue sauce we put in there. Like, look, we always talk about back in the day, like, Burger King had, like, a Western burger, but that specifically was with Bullseye barbecue sauce.
Yep.
Now they got a maple bourbon barbecue whopper.
Yeah. Whole lot of McRibSauce.com. Monday at 7 a.m. They don't have a bunch of them. It's $20. But if you want or need a half gallon of McRib barbecue sauce.
That's clearly a need.
Wow. Whole lot of McRibSauce.com.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Reach out to The Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hey, Bill, welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Bill, sober or not sober?
I'm on my way home.
All right, Bill.
You upset.
I'll get there. All right, Men's Room poll, one side only. Mashed potatoes, sweet potato stuffing, or green bean casserole?
I'm going with stuffing.
Stuffing, all right.
There we go.
Hold on, I'm responding to a texter here. I just want to know who else. All right, so what they texted in, basically, they said, gents, the traditional middle initial of all cartoons is Jay.
Like Bugs J. Bunny?
Maybe.
Never heard of
it. So besides, I'm like,
Mickey J. Mouse?
Who else do we know has a J? We got Homer J. Simpson. We had
Foghorn J. Leghorn.
Leghorn, yeah.
Mighty J. Mouse?
Yeah, Mighty J. Mouse.
That's real, Mike.
That's real.
We learned so much. All right.
King J. Kong.
King J. Kong, yeah.
Oh, no.
God J. Zilla. All right, in the movie.
Super J-Man.
What? God J-Zilla?
Yes, that sounds bad. I think Godzilla's one name.
It is, yeah, but for the purposes today,
God J-Zilla.
God J-Zilla.
That's when you're mad. That's when your mom's mad at you. God J-Zilla, get your ass in here.
It sounds like you're making...
Okay, what, Mom?
It sounds like you're making fun of Jay-Z.
Did you stomp down the entire city of Tokyo?
Yes, Mom.
I'm sorry.
Get your ass in here.
They woke me up. You gotta stop firing your badass breath on all them buildings, boy.
Charlie J. Brown.
I asked you if you brushed your teeth. I saw you on the news.
Charlie J. Brown is good.
Well, now it sounds like an attorney. Yeah.
Charles J. Brown. Call Ultra J Man on you.
I would trust Charlie J. Brown.
Spider J. Man.
Spider J. Man.
For heroin.
Injured in an accident. Charlie J. Brown.
Charlie J. Brown.
With the advocates.
See that urn? That's Snoopy. All right. It's been a while, bro.
Snoop JP.
There's no way Snoop is still around.
Snoop JP.
Your dog is dead, Charlie Brown. That's an upcoming Christmas special.
Go. Oh.
Snoopy got hit by a car, Charlie Brown.
And now he's an attorney at law. Because he just couldn't take it.
Changed my life around. All right.
Right. Somehow Linus is in jail.
Yeah.
Where the hell's Woodstock?
Everybody wants to hang out with Lionel. You keep sucking that thumb, brother.
VD just sent us an article on the FM 100 duck.
Oh, no.
The duck costume weighed 75 pounds. It cost $1,500. I guess Steve West and Gary Crow might have worn it every once in a while.
75 pounds.
But it was inspired by the San Diego Chicken. There was duck groupies, apparently, in the area.
Okay, then maybe I will wear 75 pounds.
A duck?
Mm-hmm. This one actually is true. Just came out on the text. Bullwinkle J. Moose.
Yep.
Oh.
Now people are saying Big J. Bird.
Look at this guy.
Stevie J. Gonzalez.
Danny O'Brien. He was the duck. Look at this guy.
Danny O'Brien the duck.
You would not let him babysit your kids.
No.
Oh, no.
Or even look at your wife for longer than 10 seconds.
Yeah, if you want your kids to get started on drugs at an early age.
Let me see your veins, kid.
You know what I should say? I'm sure he's a nice
probably
guy. He's just shirtless and suspenders and has crazy 70s hair.
Yeah. All right, Bill, your question. In the Toy Story movie, how old was Andy Turning when he got Buzz Lightyear as a gift?
Five. Oh, man. Eight?
Six?
Seven.
Two? You don't get a two-year-old a Buzz Lightyear, Mike.
That's 11.
11.
Oh. Seemed odd. You put up devil horns for two.
Two.
Well, you play baseball. Two down.
We now have Fart J, Fat J. Albert, Optimus J. Prime.
Ooh.
Optimus Prime.
That sounds like a rapper.
Optimus J. Prime. It does.
Yeah. I'd go see him.
All right, your question. In the movie Saving Private Ryan, who played the role of Private Ryan?
Which one?
Oh, my goodness. Is it Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, both from Boston, but it's Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Killing me.
Snaggle J. Puss. I'm just reading what's coming in, man.
Snaggle
J. Puss.
No.
Big J. Bird. All right, your question. What is the least populated state in the lower 48?
Least populated. Nevada?
I'll say Wyoming.
It is Wyoming.
Yep.
Where VD owns property.
The Cowboys.
He owns property there, doesn't even live there.
No, but he wants to go someplace where nobody is when he's done.
Oh, he found the right place.
Yes, he did. He's got a service road and everything.
He has a service road.
He doesn't even have that yet.
Pretty sure that was already there.
So the service road was there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That's where all the squatters getting on those properties.
All right, your question, Bill. Actress Roxy Roker. It's the mother of what musician?
I have not a clue. I honestly don't.
Miles? Roxy Roker from Good Times. Not Good Times, Jefferson's. That is the answer.
Don't date American women then. That's all.
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, his mom was an actress.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was. So she was on the Jeffersons. She was the black chick married to the white dude that were neighbors of the Jeffersons. Yeah. Roxy right. Roker.
Nice.
Can you tell me anything else she acted in? I cannot. I cannot.
I think his dad was famous too. Like a director, producer. He was somebody in the business.
So basically, he was born rich, stayed rich.
Yeah.
And now he works out in leather pants. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, your question. What is 11 squared? What is 11 squared?
22?
Ooh.
121.
Mm. All right, she was in Roots, and then she was on Murder, She Wrote, for like over a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Sorry, Roxy. I don't know how they're cutting it up.
I didn't see a ton of Murder, She Wrote, but I'm going to live and say she was the black woman on the show.
Yeah. I think. Okay, who was she in Roots then? A black woman. See? That's how you change it.
You're right. That
went from V to A.
Her, his dad was Cy Kravitz.
Cy Kravitz.
Yeah, he was a television news producer.
Ah, okay.
Scooby J. Doo.
Scooby J. Doo, yeah.
Oh, Philip J. Fry, yeah, from Futurama.
George J. Jungle. Fred J. Flintstone.
I saw Dora J. Explorer.
A Pink J. Panther. All right. Like P.J. Diddy. All right. Here is your question. What is the name of Frasier's father's dog on the show Frasier?
It's not Moose.
Moose played him, didn't he?
Correct.
Spud.
Oh, Eddie.
Eddie.
Man, it's Eddie. One of the best actors on that show.
I listen to you every day, and I'm feeling like a,
No, you're not doing it. You're on question six. Not the worst.
I mean, it's called Big Dummy, so even if you fail miserably, it's already been predicted.
Well, thank you.
And listening the other 4 days a week, I don't know that's going to help you at Big Dummy. I appreciate it.
Lay the knowledge out here.
All right, your question. This is a very important question that we all learned in school. What is the name of Austin Powers' boss?
Wow.
Oh, his...
I'm so close.
His first name is an herb.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, my God. This is... call me just a big dummy. I don't know.
Parsley?
Basil. Human. Basil. Basil Exposition.
Basil. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Basil.
All right, Bill, how are you at geography?
Give me a shot. Give it a try.
All right, well, great news. Geography question. Name two of the three states that border boring-ass New Hampshire.
Ooh.
Two of the three that border New Hampshire.
I want to say like Maine and Pennsylvania.
You got
Maine,
one of them.
And Vermont?
Maine, Vermont, and Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Oh, yeah, gotcha.
I hope nobody's listening to me that I know.
You'll find out.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're waiting at the bar for you.
Hey, that's dumbass Bill.
Oh, Bill's here. Bill, we just heard you on the radio.
Thank you, guys.
We got you, dude.
Bill J. Dummy.
Oh, damn. I do declare.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, your question. What organ filters blood and helps regulate salt and water levels?
I cut out a little bit.
What organ filters blood and helps regulate salt and water levels?
Is it the kidney?
It is the kidney.
There it is.
Boom.
Very good. Elmer J. Fudd.
More of Big Dummy coming up. Oh. Is that
that's the one that brought it up?
Yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah. All right. I was just like, all right, there's a bunch.
They have Scooby J. Doo, Captain J. Crunch.
All right, how about this one? Patrick J. Starr.
Okay. See that? I would trust him as a lawyer as well.
Email the guys at the men's room at Men's Room Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Have we made it, Ted, to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the Washington State Council of Firefighters, and not just for fighting fires, but as you may or may not know, as of this morning on the Daily Big Show, we launched our Coats for Kids campaign that we do annually. The idea, obviously, is to put as many coats on as many underprivileged kids as we can. The beauty of this, $20 gets a coat. And we're trying to get coats for, I don't want to do the math again. Either way, we want to get coats on about 2,500 kids. Now, the thing about the Washington State Council of Firefighters, we work in tandem with them on this particular project. I'm very glad that they do this every year. Look, I'm a parent. I've got kids. Luckily, my kids have coats because I'm in a position to be able to do that. But as a smoker, I can promise you, it's getting really cold.
Jesus.
Really cold outside, man. So it is outstanding that the Washington State Council of Firefighters steps up every year to do this. And then also, quick side note, they also make huge contributions every time we do the Kicks for Kids, where we try to get shoes on the feet of underprivileged kids. Yep. And they always step up and deliver. So it just seems very fitting that we recognize what they do every year for the Washington State, for the kids here that are underprivileged. So again, to the Washington State Council of Firefighters, man, again, not just for fighting fires and, you know, getting cats out of trees and soaping up Billy's head to get it out of the railing that he got stuck in there. But man, this is a great thing that you guys do, and we're very glad to be a part of it, man. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Cheers to them. And we're using you today as an excuse to drink. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, Petola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.